It's a pleasure to welcome Kendall Nasiatka, Nija Glenn, and Zach Robinson. I wonder how I did with Kendall's name. I'll find out. Good morning to all of you. How are you this morning?
Just great.
Great. And let me start with you, Zach. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you are in school now?
I'm a senior now at Shaler Area High School. I'm 17, going to turn 18 soon here in a few months. Really excited to be part of this program for my third year now. It's just a wonderful program with wonderful people.
3 years, wow. And let's meet everybody and we'll come back to that. Naya or Kendall?
I'm Kendall.
Kendall, sorry about that. Tell me about yourself, please.
I'm 16 years old. I go to Oakland Catholic High School. And I'm going to be a junior this year.
And have you been involved in this program before?
Actually, Zach and I started around the same time, so yeah.
Great. And let's now get a chance to meet Nija. Is it Nija or Naya?
Yeah, that's it. It's Nija. Based on whenever you met me, it's Nina. It's different, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I answer to both. I'm an upcoming sophomore at Duquesne University. I graduated from Oakland Catholic like my younger sister, and I've been involved with Teens for Change for the last 3 years.
Well, that's great. You're all veterans, and you can tell us about this program. And I would really like you guys, you all, to do most of the talking. Can you tell me what Teens for Change is about and how it works?
Well, Teens for Change is like a smaller governing group, and it's kind of overseen by Three Rivers Community Fund. And what we do is, as teenagers, we come from different areas within the southwestern Pennsylvania area. And we learn about philanthropy, we learn about social change movements, whether we know something previously about it or continue to educate ourselves on it. And based on what we've learned from it, we end up at the end of the fiscal year, at least in our terms, funding different groups who, in our personal opinion, promote social change and do it in a way that promotes change and not charity.
How do you do your learning?
Well, we have some great coordinators. One of them is with us today, Sydney, and also Anne. They've been with us. Sydney, this is going to be our second year, and Anne's been running it since the beginning. They lead us through in the beginning, and then they let us take over about halfway through so we can do everything we want once we have the right information.
And do you actually do field work to learn, or is it phone calls? Or if you're trying to figure out what a community need is, that's a hard thing to do.
It is. We go out and visit sometimes. We're also offered the opportunity to go out on some field trips with Sydney and Ann and go learn about Pittsburgh's actual change and not charity stuff.
Now, when you think about change as opposed to charity, it's a great slogan. It's alliterative. And I think it doesn't take too much thinking to understand what it means, but I'm curious what it means to each of you.
Well, to me, it means like to just basically go out, find an organization or just like an issue in a community that needs to be addressed and see what you can do to help them by like funding projects or whatnot. And I think most people think like, oh, well, that's similar to charity, but it's actually not, because charity, you're giving stuff away, but without, you know, actually having something for everyone else, too. Whereas change, it's for everyone. It's equal.
That's a good way of looking at it. Charity, by definition, is limited, right? There's only so many resources. So change ends up affecting the whole system, right? So that's exciting. So you're just getting started for the new school year. Will you be welcoming younger or new participants in your schools? Or how do things work?
So basically we have this process where you apply to be a board member. Our board members come from completely different counties, different social strata, different racial backgrounds, religious backgrounds. They come from different schooling. So some are private school, some are public school. And after kind of like filling out your application and having it be reviewed, you become a board member. And while it really sounds easy in theory, it's actually not. As a board member, you have to take it upon yourself to be educated. You have to listen to your peers. You have to be respectful of your coordinators. And you have to be willing to come in with one mindset and leave with another.
Well, and how many board members are there?
Well, I know the last year there were about 6 to 8. It fluctuated at times based on people's time commitments and based on what was happening. But this year, I think we're looking at about 15.
So it'll be the three of you will return as board members for another term, I guess?
No, I will return as a facilitator as I did this year, as I joined my senior year. They will both return as board members, as will a few of our board members from a past year, and many of them will actually be new. So,
exciting. I see. Yeah, it's a nice process. So can you tell me about some of the outcomes of past groups, some of what you've been able to determine what you've done?
It's kind of early right now. We attempt to reach out and stay in touch with the groups that we fund over the years. A few of them from my high school, Shale area, I'm there and I'm able to see the change that happens once we give them the grants. So,
well, maybe just who you funded. I know that they may not have achieved what you're hoping yet, but I'm just curious about who's ended up being funded.
This past year, I believe we funded Prize Academy, BPEP, Team Block,
Real Talk Performers.
Real Talk Performers. There was one
Braddock other one. Youth.
Braddock Youth. Was there any other?
Amachi, yeah.
Amachi was our last one.
These are all great organizations.
For sure.
What was the one, well, let's talk about them all a little bit. BPEP is the Black Political Empowerment Project, which is helping voter registration. Did they have a particular angle or spin or program that they were seeking funding from you for?
I'm trying to think.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, it's fine. It's just, it's a little early in the morning. I have to like think back a little bit. Because I know, like, what they were trying to achieve. I can't remember. What was it called?
We'll bring Sydney in. That's good. You can talk, Sydney.
They were the student-led anti-violence summits in
five
Pittsburgh public schools.
Now I'm glad we mentioned this because BPEP, we think about voting all the time, but these were anti-violence summits being led by BPEP. Great. And then The Teen Block program is an A-plus schools program trying to encourage students getting involved as change agents in school. And do you know much about what their project was?
I know previously they had worked on a student bill of rights, and they were just like more about integrating public school students into being civically engaged and just kind of like understanding their own rights as a student in the grand scheme of things, in the education system, as an American, in the world, and trying to make them better leaders and better people by understanding those.
Another great project. And you mentioned one that I know nothing about. It had talk in its name.
Real Talk Performers.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, they wanted to fund like basically just them where they perform like different scenarios people may face in their lives. And it was just like, you know, some kids are discriminated against because like they're disabled, because they're gay or whatnot. And they basically wanted to fund like them just doing that, where they would have a night of that. And also it was just basically like prizes and stuff like that. So
an awareness group that through performances or spoken arts, it sounds like, to help the general public learn things they may not know, and also perhaps to comfort those who are victims of discrimination for being different, which is also, all of these really fit the category of change, not charity, when you think about it, which is terrific. I'm curious if each of you has thought about your own future a little bit as you change. You're all getting ready to go back to high school, I think, right? We talked about that before. Let me start with you, Nadja or Nina. What are your plans for the future? Do you have a good sense of that?
Well, this coming Monday, I'll start back at Duquesne. And
yeah. So you finished your freshman?
I just finished my freshman year.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I'm sorry to...
No, it's perfectly fine. No, so I'll be starting back my sophomore year. I'm a biology major with an emphasis on pre-medical studies, so I'm going to go to med school. And right now I minor in political science, and I may or may not double up in it, or I may keep it as a minor. But regardless, I'm going to go to grad school and have an MD JD, so...
Wow. So you have it all figured out, or
yeah,
at least...
I obviously want to be in school forever, so no, I'm kidding.
I'm, biology has always been my Achilles heel. So, I've never been very good at it. I'm not sure why. I'm pretty good at science and things, but biology was difficult. Do you want to combine law and biology, or if you thought like medical ethics maybe?
I do. Actually, my senior year, I knew that whenever I went to college, I wanted to go for one of three things. I wanted to either go for biology and become a doctor, I wanted to go for political science and become an attorney or work in politics, or I wanted to go for physics and work for like NASA or a space station. I had always wanted to be an astronaut as a kid, so I just thought that was a natural choice. Different things in my life kind of led me to going down the path of becoming a doctor. I just felt like I could probably help more people that way. But I knew I would probably be bored if I only did science. And while I love people in my major, sometimes you do want to get away from it. Like, I love science, but I don't want to talk about it every single day, all day, as much as I may love it. So, I wanted to do something that I thought really impacted people. And at that time, people were starting to talk about like women's rights in the whole medical movement. They were starting to talk about people who didn't have health care. They were talking about Obamacare. They were talking about a lot of things at those times. So I really thought the political science might be something that I still wanted to do. So I researched it, and there are schools that have like MD, JD programs. So I would spend a couple of years in med school and then go to law school and then come back to med school. It would be like broken up. And what I would do with it is like rewrite medical procedures and medical policies so healthcare could become more accessible for people. It could be one of those things that's equal across the board. I understand everybody likes to dispute it, but in my opinion, just as a future healthcare professional, it's one of those things I don't think you can dispute.
The Saturday Light Brigade. If you're just joining us, we have Three Rivers Community Foundation, or Three Rivers Community Fund. It is foundation. Folks with us, Sydney is here, who's a program coordinator. I'm going to put you on the spot for just a second. If kids are listening and want to get involved, or if teachers or community leaders want to learn more about Three Rivers Community Foundation, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, they can actually go on our website, which is threeriverscommunity.org, and go into the youth programs, and there's Teens for Change, and students can actually apply online, and there's also a place for teachers or counselors or other program coordinators to nominate a student if they think they would fit as a board member as well.
Oh, that's great. Now, you heard Nadja Glenn a moment ago talking about some of her ideas for the future. Zach Robinson, why don't we get what you're thinking of? Now, you're going into your senior year of high school, right?
Yes, senior year of high school at Chela Area High School. We actually have a great volunteer program there. It's called Youth Advocacy League. I hope to continue that, continue in student government, and obviously continue in Teens for Change this year. But after that, once I graduate, I would like to seek a position with Heinz Endowments with their philanthropy program. I think that would be awesome if they would allow it. So that's my future plans right now.
I'm sure. Do you know about that program a bit? I hope you do.
Yes, I do, actually. There's a few students that I graduated from Shaler and went there. They absolutely loved it. It's just actually like a bigger scale version of ours. It's still Change, not Charity. I think it's awesome.
Well, we work really closely with the Heinz Endowments on that program. And I suspect the application, it's usually ready around Thanksgiving time.
Right.
So look for it at Heinz.org. I think you'll do real well. What about after? Have you thought about college or what you might want to do?
Yes, I have actually. I'm going to be applying to the Coast Guard Academy, Merchant Marine Academy, ROTC programs this year. That's obviously my first choice. I would love to do that. If that doesn't work out, maybe something in state, maybe like a business program.
Excellent. And let's now turn to Kendall and just get a glimpse into, we're not going to hold you responsible for any, or hold you, you know, you don't have to do these things. It's just what you think about now, but something tells me you all probably will. What about you, Kendall?
Well, currently I sit on the board of youth for educating teens about HIV/AIDS, and I also am participating in Hyde's Endowment. Obviously, I participate in Three Rivers, Teens for Change. And right now, currently, I am just trying to get through high school so I can make it to college and specialize basically in politics whenever I get older. I want to major in poli-sci and also minor in law.
And what grade are you going into again?
I'm going to be a junior.
Okay, so you've got a little bit of time. You all have incredibly bright futures. Is there anything you wanted to say that I may not have had a chance to ask you or give you the opportunity to say? We just have another minute or two.
I'm not sure if we covered it before, but all these programs that we fund are actually run by teens. They're teen-led. That's a huge point that we like to address. We are a teen board funding teen programs.
Yeah, and I would very much love, let me sort of issue a challenge to each of you. We'd like to have some of these teens on to talk about what they're actually doing with the funding that you've given them. So feel free to extend that invitation. They can contact me or anybody here at SLB, and we'll make arrangements for them to do that. And it might be interesting. We could even talk with them right after they get their awards, and then talk with them at the end of their grant period so we can help you document that. Anything else that any of you would like to mention? Sydney or Naya, Kendall? Naja, I'm sorry.
You're fine. guys, is there anything you want to talk about? I don't believe there's anything else. I mean, I think you all have a good sense of like who we are and what we do. And I suppose if there's anything I could say, there might be plenty of teen organizations out there, but I don't think anybody does it the way that we do it.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a great model. Thank you all for being here. ThreeRiversCommunityFoundation.org if you would like additional information.
Three Rivers Community.
Oh, three, but thank you. Three Rivers Community. That would be a lot of typing.
Yeah.
ThreeRiversCommunity.org. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.